It's time for What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Morena, Prime Minister, how are you?
Morena, not too bad. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hey, we've got some big topics to jump into, and so we'll probably run into the news a little bit late this morning for anybody listening at home waiting for that. But let's start by talking about our COVID quarantine and what's going on there at the moment.
Yep.
Last night, the Ministry of Health has confirmed that 51 of the 55 new arrivals who left quarantine early were not tested for COVID-19 before their release. Are you concerned by this, Prime Minister?
Well, obviously that's not acceptable. It's the reason that we suspended all compassionate leave so that we could resolve the clear issues that existed there. No one who was going on compassionate leave was meant to do so without a test prior. So that's all been on hold while we make sure that we fix that part of the system. And obviously, we've been putting in much more rigour around our border and quarantine, doubling the number of Defence Force staffing, putting in charge Air Commodore Darren Webb to oversee the end-to-end process and just make sure we restore New Zealanders' confidence. The thing I will say, though, is that of those individuals who received compassionate release, all of them did have conditions. They're not freely released back out into community without those conditions, and they have been tested and tested negative. So those are the extra precautions and assurance we can now provide the public, albeit retrospectively.
I wanted to talk a little bit about something that we've seen indicated on Monday, that Cabinet would be looking at the possibility of making those in managed quarantine pay for part of the cost. What do you think of Todd Muller and the National Party's stance that New Zealand residents shouldn't pay, but foreign essential workers returning or arriving in New Zealand should?
Well, at the moment, first thing, Cabinet hasn't made a decision on it. It's something that we're giving a bit of thought to, but we recognise there's some real complexity to this. You know, many New Zealand citizens are coming home because of distressing situations, and so often, you know, it's not something that they will have planned or can alter. The one distinction I would make is at the moment there is only one group who are paying, and those are individuals who are coming in as under the economic exemptions regime. So people who basically we have skills and talents that we need in New Zealand to fix, for instance, gas infrastructure, or we had someone who had to come in for a particular piece of wastewater kit. So they are, their employers are paying for their quarantine. No one else is. But Cabinet is yet to make the decision, but we absolutely accept all of the complexities that will come with it.
And last time we spoke to you, we did talk a little bit about the calls for exemptions for international students arriving or potentially arriving in New Zealand for study. And we are seeing a kind of a ramp up in these calls as we near the next semester for university. Is there any development in this conversation with the government at the moment, Prime Minister?
The Minister of Education is working directly with that sector. But I think what you'll see from the insight everyone's getting into quarantine at the moment, that it is a has to be a very rigorous process, and the facilities which can safely contain people while they're in quarantine have to meet a very particular health specification. We're also ensuring people have daily medical checks. They are being tested twice over the course of their quarantine. And we are doing that for roughly 4,500 people. The equivalent of a small town in New Zealand has that wrapped around them right now. To do that then for an extra entire sector in the international education field is a significant undertaking. And so I think probably just the word of caution I'd use there is the border will be our number one vulnerability, and therefore is the area we have to act the most cautiously.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Simpson report into the health and disability sector that's been released. We're seeing some big proposed changes to the DHB system in New Zealand, one of those being the potential reduction of DHB numbers across the country, and also the possibility of a Crown authority, which is currently being referred to as Health NZ. Is this looking like a possible move or a suggestion of a move towards a national health system, something like we see in the UK?
Yes. Well, you know, whilst we haven't as a government gone through every individual recommendation, we have said that reform is required, and we have committed to that program of reform. Our view is that the system as it stands is not serving all New Zealanders well. There are considerable inequities in our system. You know, actually, the stats speak for themselves. If you're Māori, you're more likely to have poor outcomes with almost every form of cancer in New Zealand, bar skin cancer. You know, so there are clear disparities in our system. And we've talked before about the postcode lottery, depending on mm-hmm. what DHB you're in. So our view is there is a case for reform, and we've begun the work on that. The report will be the basis of that.
Again, I know this will be something you're only just sort of starting to dive into, but we've seen in this report that a Māori Health Authority has been proposed as well. What could this possibly look like, Prime Minister?
Yeah, and again, as I say, whilst we haven't gone through every individual recommendation, it's clear that the review has seen that as the solution to some of the inequality that we see. And, you know, that's not actually up for... The problem isn't up for dispute. It is clear, there's evidence of it. Now the only thing we should be discussing is what we do about it. So that's the review's recommendation. We are bringing together the process that will help us respond to the individual elements and just get on with the reform program. I don't want to spend the next 3 years debating the issue. I do want to spend some time making sure that we actually start seeing the change that New Zealanders deserve. They've had too long with those health inequalities.
And the last thing I just wanted to touch on this morning is Ihu Mātou, because we're seeing reports from RNZ that a decision on the disputed land at Ihu Mātou could be coming as soon as next week. Now, I'm sure you can't tell us exactly when that might be, but I did want to ask, if we do see a resolution before the election as well, will you be following through on your promise to visit Ihu Mātou?
Oh, yeah. Look, I've always said I will visit. I've just wanted to make sure that we have a resolution. And so that's where I'm still focused on that. We're still focused on that. There's nothing to announce for now, but it's certainly not been the view that we've always been aware that a resolution was still required. And so it's work that has not really ever stopped.
Well, we thank you so much for your time this morning, Prime Minister, for fitting us in at this late hour, and we'll talk to you again in a fortnight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. See you then.
That was What's Up with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
Thank you.